Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
All right, welcome back here to Western High School. Collins leads it here 28-0, about a minute to go before we come out of the half. We talked about when you want to try to get the ball, get maybe go for two, and try to really knock the time off the clock here. Western back on the field, ready to kick this one off. Collins still regrouping, making their way to the sideline. All right, Smith approaches, and we'll kick this one straight on and be taken by Maggard at the 20. Dalton straight up the middle of the field looking for a hole. Now bounces to the outside. He's up at the 40. Stiff arms a man and then tackled out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Good return by Dalton.
Are you as surprised as I am? They kicked it to him.
Absolutely.
It right to him. Wow. On a line. They actually did a good job of covering it because that thing was kicked to him on a feed.
All right, so Collins will open up. Four receiver set. Alkin Evans on the right side.
I like it off. They snap it.
And Maggard on the left side. Zach Stucker in the backfield here with Lucas. JR now looks to the sideline. Takes a snap. He'll hand to Stucker. Big hole at the left side. Cuts it back to the right side. Now trying to bounce it out again. He'll have a first down near the 40-yard line.
That one guy came out, and they ran a guy on him. As soon as the ball was snapped, they ran another guy in the defensive backfield.
First down Titans, just like they did the first half, came out and Tucker running the football.
Yeah, six carries for Zach Stucker this one.
Six carries. That's number seven, and they hand it to him again. Stucker bounces to the outside, makes a man miss, and then wrestled out of bounds down at the 35-yard line.
That's tough. For him not to run the ball all season long, he's got great vision.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's ran the ball a lot in his middle school and stuff.
Right, yeah. I remember.
He's got Nason in the backfield. That's,
right.
Not a lot of carries. But, yeah, he does. I mean, just a good football player.
Gain of five. They're on first down, second and five. Pistol formation this time. Stucker right behind Lucas in the pistol. Takes it, and we'll give it to Stucker. Stucker speedily bounces it out wide. Got the first down inside the 30. Still on his feet and pushed out of bounds finally at about the 20-yard line.
One thing you know about Zach Stucker, he's going to run the ball hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's not going to avoid any contact.
Oh, no, he's not going to run out of bounds.
No,
he's not going to intercept the pass and run out of bounds.
Number 15, Jalen Shannon.
We can snap it right now and get 15 players on the field for Western.
Never run a big hurry to come. It's 52. Never is a big hurry to come off.
First and 10.
I done ran 8 miles.
Collins, ball at the 17-yard line. Lucas takes a snap and takes it to Evans, gives it to Stucker. This time he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Breaks away, but not much there. He'll get positive yards.
Look, almost 5 yards.
Like he was going to be tackled for a short loss, but he spun out of that, and like he said, nearly got 5 yards.
The guy tried to just pin him and throw him down, and Zach stayed on his feet.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a team defensively run more people in and off the field after every play.
Maybe they're just taking stuff in and out. I don't know. Do you think it has anything to do with the 28 players? They're just offense and defense and just getting tired?
There's going to be an offsides penalty.
No, I don't think that's it. Okay.
Tyrell Smith checking back in.
They're going to get
more tired.
Here comes number 9 out of the game after he went offside.
They run a long way to get off the field.
The penalty will put Collins into a 2nd and 1. Looks like they are marked to the balance, looks like maybe the 8-yard line. Well, Collins leads 28-0, looking to add on here, just underway in the third quarter play. Lucas takes a snap, throwing it deep down the sideline. Oh. And knocked away. Nice play by the defensive back. Hawk went up high to get that one, and it knocked out of his hand by the defensive back. 3rd and short, 3rd and 1. Lucas once again lined up in the shotgun. Probably good chances of the quarterback run.
He could run up the middle and have a touchdown.
Lucas, he's actually going to shovel it forward to Eads, and Nick pushing the pile, and he's going to be close, and we'll have the first down, it appears. Down at about the 6-yard line.
Scott, you'll like this. 52's been in the game for 2 plays. He's tapping himself on the helmet. And I'll bet you, Malmo, you want to bet he goes out the very next play.
He's done ran 8 miles back and forth. I've been watching him.
5 receiver set here for Lucas. He takes a snap. Quick throw out to Maggard. Little screen play. Dalton's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown tight. Number 17 of the year for Dalton Maggard.
Now you're going to go for two.
His first one tonight. 34-0 Titans, and they'll look to add on a 2-point play, get to a running clock here.
We got a lot of fans checking in, and some of the Shelby County people have left their game and listened to us on the way. Cassie Mays going back home to Waddy. She said she wished John Kerr would give her a little break on that referee. Man, he can't get any calls.
Lucas rolls to his left, looking to throw. Right. He's still looking. Now he's going to roll back to his right side. Back inside, and we'll be in. Touchdown, 2 points good, and a flag after the play.
Hey, here's where you want to do something crazy and get ejected, and you're suspended for next week.
That's where you just, don't want to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
just
what you got.
Be quiet and just go on. You're ahead 36-0.
That's one thing they got to do.
Yep.
One thing you got to look out for in this game.
Hey, wasn't number eight the quarterback?
No.
No, six.
Six, okay.
Conversion was good. And after the play, had a personal foul against Western. That will be forced on the kickoff. So 9:21 to go here in the third quarter. Play Collins now leads it 36-0. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Serve with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
With the penalty, kicks this one through the end zone for the touchback. And the clock will continue to run here now, barring injury or timeout. Clock now moving inside 8:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's been all Collins. Midway through the first quarter.
Yeah, Douglas don't have a North Odom head coach.
Oh, no kidding. Well, will be DeMarcus Avery staying at quarterback here for the Warriors. Dropping straight back, being pressured. Now steps up in the pocket. Ankle on pursuit. Couldn't get him down. Breaks to the outside. Now Nick Eads will push him out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Good pressure on the play once again by Dustin Hinkle. Second and five.
Hey, sure, do you see the Pearson kid still on the sidelines? Kind of?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was earlier.
Oh, he's right there.
Is he out there playing? Yeah, he's playing slot now.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Avery at quarterback. Four receiver set. Takes the snap. Dropping straight back. Being pressured by Kidwell. And couldn't get him down again. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Thompson. Kenneth Thompson picked it up for Western. Get a couple of yards on the play. Be third in about two. Ball marked at the 29-yard line. And all Collins here tonight. Setting up a matchup next week at Shelby County. Collins and Shelby County back together again. He'll hand it to Thompson. Thompson cuts inside and will have a first down over the 35 up to the 36-yard line.
Looks like Razor is down.
Same Razor is down on the play.
Looks like his shoulder a little bit.
Now he's being helped up by Zach Smith, or was getting ready to be. Then he goes back down.
I think somebody told him to stay down until he got
medical it. Staff, looks like from Western, out on the field to check him out.
I haven't seen Dr. Cookie here. He means,
now there's Boston.
Boston back on his feet.
Well, we got any doctors over there this time?
I saw Dr. Goodler here earlier. Talking to Dr. McGibbon.
So Zane making his way off the field. Seems to be okay. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 36-0. Handoff up the middle. Stop there. Ty Rankin along with Hinkle and Kidwell.
Should say he's a fan when they're winning. Couldn't.
Oh, that's right, Logan.
He's probably used to. That same band's probably used to the way the coaches call in plays to the players because he's used to taking signals.
Yeah.
Too,
right? Yeah. Well, he used it to his advantage because then something bad happened. He always just blamed it on the guy giving him the signals.
Okay. Avery takes the snap, dropping straight back in the pocket. Outside by Williams. Avery now going to throw. Got a man wide open for the first down and a tackle out of bounds by Fitzgerald.
I swore I thought that ball bounced.
No.
First down catch. Up to the 48-yard line. It'd be first to 10 Warriors from there.
Who are these guys that are his offensive coordinator?
Well, they're not giving hand signals. He's just yelling plays. I'm just watching it from over here. He's just yelling at them, telling them what plays to run.
Avery in the shotgun. Two receivers split each side of the field. Takes the snap, dropping straight back in the pocket. Being chased out of there. Now Kochenhauer really got him on the move. He slings one up to Pearson, and he'll be pushed out of bounds for maybe a short loss. Back to the 47, but they may mark him right at the line of scrimmage. No
that
game.
Might have been the longest pass ever for a no game.
That was, you're right.
That was about a 50-yard pass.
37 yards.
Was it 37 yards?
He was over here almost on the hash mark over here.
For a no gain. And that was in the air. It wasn't like a run with no gain. It was 37 yards in the air pass for no gain.
Second and 10. A formation. Two receivers each side of the field. One back in the backfield here with Avery. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff to Thompson, dropping back. Nice escapes containment and gets the pass complete out to Pearson. And he's pushed out of bounds by Rankin and Kokenauer. And then a late flag on the play as well.
Should be on Weston. He's the one to slap.
See which way this goes. I thought at first it may have been a late hit.
But they didn't call that, though.
But it was late flag.
They might have called it. Finally ended up calling a late hit.
Yep. They will call a... Seth Staples going to check in on the defensive side. Kokenauer out.
It's Kokenauer.
He didn't really do anything after the play. They must have just called his late hit during the play because.
Yeah. So the penalty will mark things down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. First and 10 Warriors from there. Avery remains in at quarterback. Same set again. Two receivers each side of the field. It's a turn. Take to Thompson, look to throw. Deep down the left sideline. Got a man and knocked away by Cam Harris.
You know, if I was getting beat 36-0, I don't think I'd get up and start talking.
Especially you're going against a guy that's got four picks.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling he might get five.
That's what I was talking to his daddy. They're going to throw the ball, so he may have a chance to get five here.
Kokenauer back in. Seth Staples back out on the defensive line. Got Kidwell.
13 guys straight.
Kidwell and Darius Williams at defensive ends. Kokenauer and Hinkle at defensive tackle. Avery drops back, now looking to run, and will be hit behind the line of scrimmage and sacked back at the 20 or back at the 30-yard line. Ginkle there on the play along with Kokenauer. Bring up third and about 12.
Marcus Avery just took his stuff off and said, "I'm down."
What Avery? Right?
Yeah, it is. Pink shoes.
It's Zaquan Black.
Zaquan Black, I'm sorry. Is he hurt?
So same formation, two receivers each side of the field, shotgun. With Thompson to the left of Avery in the backfield. Avery looking to throw in the middle of the field. Got a man wide open. Green down inside the 10. Nice throw by Avery. Seems like maybe both guys were given opportunities. Hold the ball pretty well.
Both guys got nice arms, they do.
1:40 to go here in the third quarter. Play clock continues to run. First and goal, Warriors from the 6-yard line. Once again, they just broke the huddle with about 14 guys. Three of them down right off.
Yeah, it must not be a totally in high school.
I don't think it is. I think we've had discussed this before.
Yeah.
Trying to get a lineman lined up right now.
Our formation gives it to Thompson. He's trying to bounce to the outside, being chased by Phillips. And struggling forward down to about the 2.
He's right on the goal line.
He's taking everything over here. He's got so much good talk.
I told you.
So second and goal. Ball Pierce.
You know, I'm
about to.
I'm not very smart, but if I was them, I'd get right behind 74 right here. Just like that.
Quarterback run. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Wester gets on the board.
He's getting a little tippy, boys.
An extra point. Clock stop. So 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. They will go for 2. Takes a snap, running to the left side, and will be short.
Nice hit by Cam Harris.
Woo. Cam Harris, you're right. 4 picks, also just late. A good hit at the goal line, and the 2-point contempt, no good. So 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. Collins leads it 36-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Hall Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Collins leads it here, 32 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. There was some discussion of whether the clock should be running. We are in a running clock.
There's a guy injured, though.
Oh, okay, is that why?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's why the clock, but there's
out of my vision. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is a guy injured.
Sorry.
Yeah, but they had stopped the clock before the extra
right.
Trump try.
So it's been all Collins, as we talked a minute ago. In a game like this, you just want to don't do anything stupid. Don't find yourself on the sideline next week watching rather than playing. Tending to an injured player on the goal line with that two-point attempt was attempted down there, Scott. I thought John had said at one time that he did see movement down there. So
yeah, you can see him moving his leg.
It's hard for me to see.
I believe he's moving all of his extremities.
I'm just proud you said that.
That's a big word for him.
And they're strapping him onto the thing.
The board.
We've got the player, and everybody gets an injured number. They've got him loaded into the ambulance, just waiting now for the ambulance to exit the field, and we'll get back to gameplay here. Both teams kind of warming up on the sideline, trying to get the bodies back going again.
Well, because I'm looking through the windshield, and I'm telling you, they got the computer out, and they're having her sign all the forms right here on the field before they move her. I think that's the new Obamacare policies.
That figures.
It'll be a Trump care.
There you go.
You're fired.
He said we do that in the parking lot on the way.
That's right. Strap them on. Let's go.
They just move over like 10 feet.
Don't get run over. John Carroll.
I'm between this 4-foot goal post. I'm good.
Yeah, but you're 5 foot wide, so I don't know if that thing's
going to get you. Oh, my bad. That's not nice for me to say, is it?
I'm sorry, John. I apologize. Any of his family's listening.
So,
Joanne.
All right. The ambulance fell on the move. And should be ready for Western to kick this one away. Clock was running throughout that entire possession for Western. Had an injured player on the two-point play. Islands has made their way back onto the field for their kickoff return. And Western is doing likewise. Back deep for the Titans will be Dalton Maggard in the middle, playing by Cam Harris, who's had a big night. 4 interceptions for Cam Harris. All those in the first half to his left. And on his right, Peyton Aulk. Also, Peyton also had a big game here so far tonight. 2 touchdown scores.
One thing you want to do if you're Collins is, John mentioned it a little earlier, you don't want to, you know, get into some kind of shoving match, get thrown out of here where you don't get to play next week. So
number 15, or 52, I should say, Tyrell.
Didn't that happen again? Did North Odom win the Shelby County game the next week, or is that the, didn't he miss the Shelby County game the week after that? Or am I wrong?
Yes,
he did.
Yep,
so
that's correct.
One of the kids for Collins got thrown out, and he's a starting lineman tonight. So, it makes a difference. You got to make sure you keep your head.
Smith, onside kick, and they're going to be offside here on Western. Was recovered by Collins.
Wonder why the clock
number 7, Joseph Howell.
Should be going.
Is the clock should be running?
Not, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Delay again.
Yeah, one thing we didn't talk about, too, I think that hurt Collins last time against Shelby County. Remember, Gage Arvin took a chop block, and he didn't play.
Yeah, that's right.
So they were missing 2 or 3 linemen.
Gage got hurt in North Oldham.
Yes.
That's right.
So he ended up missing the Shelby County game along with Copenhauer. So, I mean, that's, try to get any break you can. So
that'll take us to the end of the third quarter, so we'll take a quick break on the change. Change over, 36-6. Collins leads it.
2 chains.
Tide football. You're on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.